我们继续来学习有关于薪火相传。
So now we'll continue our study of passing down a mission.
我们看第二部分。
So let's see the second part.
第一部分是在讲传承的使命，有几个使命要传承。
So in the first portion, we talked about how to pass down the mission, and there are several missions that we must continue.
就是从属灵上来讲，我们有一些责任。
So according to the spiritually, we have some missions.
这个传承就是责任。
And to pass down the mission is one of them.
那这个责任怎么传
？So how do we continue to pass our mission?
就进到一些例子。
So we can see some in the histories.
所以这里 举出有六个例子。
So we have six examples from history.
当然我们只能够重点的来讨论这些例子。
And we can only go over the main points.
第一个是摩西传给约书亚。
And the first example is Joshua handing on the mission to Moses handing on the mission to Joshua.
当摩西要离世以前。
So before Moses was left the earth,
有一个人已经预备好了，要接续他的工作。
He has prepared someone to continue his work.
这个人就是约书亚。
And this person was Joshua.
那我有时候我们在这个传承常常很注重工作本身。
So in our work, we often very focus on the actual mechanics of our work.
因为我是教务，所以上一届的教务就把教务传给我。
So since I am the religious affairs, the previous religious affairs has handed his work to me.
就交代要做什么事，做什么事，安排表，怎么访问，做什么事。
So you must perform these tasks like preparing the schedule and visitation.
我是主席上一届的主席就把主席的工作交给我。
I am the general affairs officer.
主席 chair.
I am the chairman chair board. So the previous chair handed me his work.
所以我就把这个工作交给我，就照着这样怎么来安排会议。
So his work was handed to me, like how to arrange the agenda for the meetings.
怎么来协调各部门
？And how to
各部门 department.
How to handle each department.
怎么来做我们年度计划
？And how to the
年度的计划。
The annual report.
年度计划 annual planning.
Annual planning.
所以我们在想到这个传承，常常重点想到工作。
So when we think about our work, when we think about the job we do, we think about the work that we do.
当然，工作是很重要。
Of course, the work is very important.
但是摩西要传给约书亚以前
So, but when before Moses handed his work to Joshua,
更重要一点就是，灵性的传承。
But more importantly, he prepared to hand his faith to Joshua.
这一点我们常常忽略了。
And this is the point that we lack.
所以负责人要交接两个钟头就完了。
So for one board member to hand his work to his successor, it might take a couple of hours.
如果是很有经验，两分钟就完了。
And if he's very brief, he can finish it in 2 minutes.
因为他已经知道要做什么，所以你责任教他马上知道怎么做。
Because he knows what he needs to be done, so he just hand over the main speak over the main points.
但是如果灵性要传给下一代，这就要时间了。
But to pass your spirituality down to the next generation, it takes much more effort.
那我们现在就来看，摩西把工作交给约书亚以前，他带约书亚去哪里？
So let us examine, where did Moses take Joshua before he handed the work to Joshua?
那今天就是让我们在想说，我们要把工作交给下一代以前，我们在灵性上需要怎么带领我们的下一代。
So similarly, before we hand over the work to the next generation, how do we guide their spirituality?
如果工作的交接再加上灵性的交接，那我们就非常的放心了。
So if we will be very successful if we are able to hand down the work along with our spiritual strengths.
我们看出埃及记17章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
摩西第一个带领约书亚去哪里
？So where is the first place that Moses took Joshua?
在利非定第八节。
So in verse 8.
那是亚玛利人在利非定跟以色列人征战。
So now the Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim.
所以摩西就带领约书亚 去跟亚玛利人征战。
So Moses took took Joshua to lead the Israelites in battle against the Amalekites.
那在这个征战当中，要让约书亚学到几件事情。
And through this battle, Joshua was to learn several items.
第一个
，Firstly，
这个征战是团队的。
This battle was
teamwork.
Was team had required teamwork.
我们看第九节。
Let's see verse 9.
摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去跟亚玛利人征战。明天我手要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”所以既然是团队的，每个人有不同的工作。
Even though this battle required teamwork, but each individual had their own responsibilities.
约书亚，你比较年轻，然后你去跟亚玛利人征战。
Joshua was the youth, so he went with the army to fight the Amalekites.
然后我要到神拿着神的杖到山顶上。
And Moses was to take the rod of God to and go up to the mountain.
两个分工又能合作。
Even though they divided the work and they were able to work together.
我们现在在教会里面常常发现了，有时候分工不能合作。
In our church today, we often see that we are able to divide the work, but we're unable to work together.
工作分得很清楚。
The responsibilities are divided very clearly.
这是你的工作，这是我的工作。
This is your work and this is mine.
但是合不起来。
But we are unable to be united.
谁都不听谁啊。
Nobody listens to each other.
但是我们看这个摩西啊，他带领约书亚，约书亚是听摩西的。
So Moses was able to lead Joshua, and Joshua was obedient to Moses.
因为神与他同在。
Because God was with them.
他有属灵的权柄。
And therefore they have the strength, the spiritual strength.
Spiritual authority.
Spiritual authority.
所以我们这个团队本身啊，要能分也要能合。
So when we work teamwork, we must be able to divide our responsibility and work together.
因此我们这个整个这个职会是一个团队。
Because the entire congregation is a one large fellowship. The church council is one large fellowship.
不是一 one man show, 不是一个人在演所有的戏。
It is not a one man show.
大家有不同的责任，但是成为一个团队。
Even though everybody has their own responsibilities, but they are one congregation.
这是摩西要约书亚学习的。
And this is what Moses wanted Joshua to learn.
那第二个。
And secondly.
这个征战得胜的关键在哪里？
And,where was the focus of this battle?
征战得胜的关键。
Where was the success this battle came from?
最重要是摩西的祷告。
And the success came from Moses' prayer. Verse 11.
摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。
Verse 11. So it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
举手就是祷告。
And when he rose his hand, that was prayer.
所以约书亚出去很努力征战，这个是需要的。但是能不能得胜，不是他的努力能够决定。
So Joshua going out to battle, that was a necessity, but his success did not depend on his fighting skills.
能够决定得胜的时候，在山上的祷告。
But what determined the success on the battlefield was a prayer on the mountain.
这个告诉我们，我们这个团队里面一定要很注重依靠神。
So this tells us that in our fellowship, we must rely on God.
团队。
Our congregation.
这个 team.
This team.
一定要很注重依靠神。
This team must rely on God.
所以我们常常发现，一个教会如果注重祷告，在这个教会服侍神，轻松愉快。
So if we find that if the church relies on prayer and relies on God, then it's very successful.
轻松愉快。
It's very
很轻松啊。
It's very easy.
愉快。
And it's very joyful.
为什么？因为有神的能力，有神的同在。
Because it has God's power and God's abundance.
我们可以看到神在带领。
And we can see God's leadership.
但是一个教会如果没有注重祷告，
But if a church is not focused on prayer,
你常常发现服侍神很辛苦。
But we'll find that serving God is a great burden.
有时候你发现了没有办法同心拖不动的感觉。
And we can see that there's no unity and the church makes no progress.
你想要做，别人跟你想法不一样；你想要做，没有人愿意配合。
And you find that your thoughts are not in aligned with others, and that nobody wants to follow you.
所以这个祷告是一个关键。
So we can see that prayer is a requirement.
所以一个 key 啊，所以我们最重要啊，我们在带领教会要把教会带到正确的方向。除了人的努力之外，要很注重祷告。
So we must direct the church in the right way. So besides the work of man, but prayer is very important.
然后他怎么祷告？
And let's see, how did Moses pray?
拿着神给他的杖。
He carried the rod that God has given him.
这个杖就是神的应许。
This rod is the promise of God.
神应许要给他权柄。
And through this promise, he has given him authority.
今天神给我们权柄的来源就是圣灵。
And the authority that God has given us is given through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要抓住这个应许，向神祈求。
So we must hold on to this promise and ask from God.
那征战得胜了。
And then we will be successful.
那我们大家都会归荣耀给神。
And then we will give the glory to God.
这是摩西带领约书亚要训练他，第一个要上山去打战。
So this is the first point that Moses wanted to teach Joshua, that he must go up to the battle, to the mountain and fight.
实际打战当中去学习怎么顺服跟依靠神。
And to, in battle, how to be obedient and relying on God.
好，我们再看出埃及记十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
好。第五节，请读。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 5.Now therefore, I will keep, Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
第六节。
Verse 6. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
这是神对摩西这样说。
So these are the words that God spoke to Moses.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
That you are to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
第五节最后说你要做属我的子民。
And then you are to be a special treasure to me above all people.
但是有条件。
But there is a condition.
你要实在听从我的话，遵守我的约。
That you are to obey my voice and keep my covenant.
所以摩西就带领约书亚上到山上去。
So Moses brought Joshua up the mountain.
上山去做什么？
What was the purpose?
去领受神的话。
To receive the word of God.
所以到了十六节开始，摩西就带领约书亚上山去。
So from verse 16, Moses began to brought Joshua up the mountain.
再去领受神的话。
And there they received the word of God.
那二十章开始，神就给他们十诫。
In verse 20, God gave them the Ten Commandments.
这个代表什么？
What does this represent?
上山就是往上爬。
To ascend the mountain, it means to walk upwards.
去领受神的话。
To ascend, to receive the word of God.
这个是做神的子民的一个关键。
So this is a requirement to become a person of God.
所以后来摩西死的时候，约书亚就遵照摩西的路线，他没有改。
So when Moses died, Joshua continued to follow the path of Moses. He did not alter
from it.
The road of Joshua, the road of Moses.
他没有改。
He did not alter.
为什么？
Why?
因为摩西带他到山上去，直接从神领受。
Because Moses brought Joshua up the mountain and received the word from God.
今天我们存留在真耶稣教会。
So today in the True Jesus Church.
如果因为我的父母亲在真耶稣教会，所以我在真耶稣教会。
If we are in the True Jesus Church because our parents were in the church.
这个不够好。
This is not good enough.
如果是因为我的配偶在真耶稣教会，所以我在真耶稣教会，这也不够好。
If it's also not good enough that we're in this church because our spouse is in the church.
如果我在真耶稣教会，因为真耶稣教会重用我，所以我在这个教会，这个也不够好。
And it's not good enough that we're in this church because the church is using me.
我们在真耶稣教会不是因为感情的原因。
We are not in this church because of some emotion.
也感情的原因。
Because of interpersonal connection.
我们在真耶稣教会也不是因为教会重用我。
We're not in this church because the church is asking me to work for them.
我今天会在真耶稣教会是因为我对真耶稣教会的道理有认识。
I'm in this church because I have a connection with the doctrines of the church.
我知道这个教会的道理是神启示的。
Because I know that the doctrine of this church is given by God.
得救的要道在这里。
That I know salvation can be found here.
那如果我们本身的直接到神的面前，从神得到这个启示。
And if we are able to go to God and receive this revelation.
所以启示就借着圣灵的开导，让我们很清楚的明白。
And through this revelation, through the Holy Spirit, that we have this clear understanding.
我们在带领教会方向就不会偏。
And then we will find that when we lead the church, our direction will not change.
有很多的年轻人看到所谓 mega church, 就是大教会，大型教会几千人。
So when some of the youth sees these mega churches with its thousand members,
他就很羡慕，我们教会为什么不能像这样？
They might ask, why isn't our church like them?
但是如果我们仔细去研究这些教会
，But if we examine the church for those churches further，
你再发现他们在带领教会的方向跟圣经是不太一样的。
We see that they lead the church very differently than what's suggested in the Bible。
所以我们这个要承接上一代的圣工，要上到山上。我们是上一代，要把下一代带到神的面前，从神得到启示，对我们的真理有再一次的确定。
So that as from one generation, we should take the next generation up the mountain, so that they will be rooted in the doctrine.
那我们这个教会交给下一代很放心。
So when we hand over the reins of the church to the next generation, we can be very relaxed.
因为他从神已经得到这个启示的真理。
Because they have received the truth from God.
这是摩西带领约书亚上山。
This is how Moses brought Joshua up the mountain.
第三个。
Thirdly,
我们看出埃及记二十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
出埃及记二十四章。
Exodus chapter 24.
第十节。
Exodus chapter 24, verse 10.
十一节。
Verse 10 to 11.
请读。
Okay. Verse 10. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. Verse 11.But on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand. So they saw God, and they ate and drank.
16节
Verse 16. Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the mist of the cloud.
17节
Verse 17. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel.
所以说摩西带领长老包括约书亚上到山上去观看神。
So Moses took the elders of Israel and Joshua up the mountain to face God.
又吃又喝。
And there they ate and drank.
然后神的荣耀显在他们面前。
And then the glory of God appeared before them.
所以这个摩西带领约书亚上去经历神经验神。
So Moses brought Joshua up the mountain to see God.
为什么这个很重要？
Why is this important?
因为如果我们对神有体验，
Because if we have experienced God,
那神本身就成为我们服事的动力。
Therefore, God Himself will be the motivation of our service.
我们在公司里面，如果你的工作很辛苦，一定pay非常高。
In our work, if our work is very strenuous, our salary will be very high.
所以你的pay越高，你责任越重。
So if our salary is higher, then our responsibilities and burdens are larger.
这个整个是一个功利出发点。
This is a relationship between our salary and our work.
但是我们在教会里面，大家都是义工，除了传道之外。
So in our church, all the members are the same.
都是义工啊。
They work to
volunteer.
They all volunteers except for the ministers.
那是什么原因让我们会很投进去？
So, but what experience will allow us to continue working?
到最后，这个原因不是因为人。
This motivation is not man.
如果因为人，这个服事会有出问题。
If our motivation is to serve is because of man, then our service will have problems.
我们到最后我们会很投入，这个原因是因为神。
But at the end, our motivation must be God.
我对神有认识。
It's because I have a recognition of God.
我对神有体验。
I have experience of God.
所以我知道服事的价值。
Therefore, I know the value of service.
因此我很渴慕我要服事神。
Therefore, I thirst to serve after God.
那这个动力去服事神，我们永远不会后悔。
And because if we have this motivation, we will never regret serving God.
我们从心里面会对神很仰慕、渴慕。
And from a heart, we will have a great desire for God.
会很敬仰、很羡慕。很羡慕。我们会很羡慕神。
Then we will have also a great desire for God.
然后对神会有很敬畏的心。
And then we will have this heart to draw close to God.
那这个从对神的渴慕跟敬畏所产生的服事是美的。
And this service of desiring to serve God, to draw close to God is very wonderful.
所以当我们把这个责任交给下一代，我们要带领他到神的面前，对神有认识。
So when before we hand the work to the next generation, we should bring them up to God to experience Him.
那他的服事就很有力量。
And then the work of the next generation will be very powerful.
所以我们这个工作交给下一代，这个工作本身其实不是最难的。
So to hand over the work to the next generation is not the hard part.
最难是把我们的下一代带到神的山上去。
But the difficult difficulty is to bring the next generation up the mountain to God.
让他去经验神，让他去去体验神。
So that they can see God and experience God.
使他的服事有动力。
And as a result, their service will have power.
所以这是第一个薪火相融，就是摩西跟约书亚的关系。
So this is the how Moses passed the torch unto Joshua.
这是值得我们来思考一个很重要的服事。
So this is a very important work that we must think about.
我们看第二点。
So let's look at the second example.
哈拿与撒母耳。
Hannah and Samuel.
我们看撒母耳记上第二章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
二十一节。
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21.Verse 21. O mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew or rain upon you, nor fields of offerings. First Samuel chapter 1, verse 21.
第二章二十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1. And Hannah... 二十一节。2 Samuel chapter 2 verse 21. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
这里讲那孩子撒母耳在神面前渐渐长大。
So in this verse, it records that the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
我们知道哈拿为神做一件非常美好的圣工。
So we know that Hannah performed a very important holy work before God.
在撒母耳记上发现这个有一个仆人就是以利。
So we know that in the book of 1 Samuel, it records a worker, holy worker named Eli.
他是一个先知啊。
He is a priest.
那这个以利有什么问题？
But what problems did Eli have?
以利啊，神对他的漠视越来越少。
It's because the God began to speak to Eli less and less.
我们看第三章。
Let's turn to chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
请读。
Chapter 3, verse 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation.
这个不对一个先知来讲啊，没有默示，这个就很，他服事就结束了。
So to a prophet, if he no longer has any revelation, then his work is done.
因为他是传讲神的话，他没有默示，他怎么能传？
Because he is to spread, to deliver the word of God. If the word is not, no longer given to him, there's nothing for him to spread.
那在这个关键点里面啊，哈拿变成很重要。
So in this situation, Hannah became very important.
她求神给她一个儿子。
She asked God for a son.
然后她要把这个儿子献给神。
And this, then she was to offer the son to the service of God.
但是哈拿本身灵性很好。
Hannah had a very good spirituality.
所以我看第二章看哈拿所做的事，你就知道她灵性很好。
So from in chapter 2, you can see from the actions of Hannah, you can see that she has a very strong spirituality.
然后我刚刚读二章的二十一节啊，哈拿这个孩子撒母耳在神面前渐渐长大。
And from chapter 2, verse 21, we can see that Samuel grew up before the Lord.
在神面前。
He grew before the Lord.
现在的孩子在哪里长大？
So today, where do our children grow?
第一个在电视面前长大。
They grow in front of the television set.
第二个在玩具面前长大。
They grow up before for their toys.
第三个在电脑面前长大。
Thirdly, they grow before the computer.
还有呢？
And where else?
大家都很熟悉了。
So we're all recognize this.
但是撒母耳在神面前长大。
But Samuel grew up before the Lord.
这个就是哈拿的工作。
And this is the work of Hannah.
所以哈拿本身没有为神做很大的工作。
So even though Hannah had not performed any great acts for God.
但是他栽培了一个撒母耳，他已经为神做了大功。
But she raised a very good Samuel, therefore this was the great work she did.
所以我们今天呢，虽然有时候你发现我没有办法为神做什么。
So today we might see that we're unable to do anything for God.
但是如果我们带领我们孩子在神面前长大。
But if we are able to raise our God before our children before God,
他跟神有亲密的关系。
That he has a very close relationship with God.
我们已经为神做了大功。
Then we have performed a very great work.
因为我们的孩子将来可以教会里面的美好的服事。
Because then our children can begin to serve greatly for the Lord.
所以第二个薪火相承就是哈拿。
So that our second example of passing the torch is Hannah.
她把她的小孩子 在神面前长大以后变成神的工人。
Because she was able to raise her children, her son before God so that he can perform great deeds for God.
所以后来撒母耳就接续了以利做祭司。
So Samuel then took over the responsibility of a priest from Eli.
我们今天的家庭宗教教育确实是很重要。
So our family religious education is very important.
父母都对自己的孩子有一些理想。
So our parents have a connection with our children.
但是当我们的灵性越来越高的时候，越来越好的时候，
and when our spirituality grows, improves,
我们发现我们对小孩子的灵性啊，会非常的重视。
We will find that we have a great emphasis on our children's spirituality.
这个重视会超过他在世界上的成就。
This emphasis will surpass our emphasis on the success of our children in the world.
所以有个信徒说他对他一个子女这样讲。
So, there was a member who told his daughter,
如果你的灵性是 A,
so if your spirituality is an A,
但是你的功课是 B, 这没有关系。
But if your homework has a grade level of B, that's not a problem.
但是如果你的灵性是 B,
but if your the grade for your spirituality is a B,
或者 C,
or a C,
或者 D,
or a D,
但是你功课是 A,
but your homework has a grade of A,
这个是大有问题啊。
But and this is a big problem.
功课，你在学校的功课。
Your homework from school.
你的成绩啊。
Your report card.
所以有时候我们要栽培下一代，注重下一代的灵性。当然读书是很重要的，我们没有说那个不重要。
I'm not saying that the schoolwork is not important.
因为到最后是灵性在引导我们啊。
But it's our spirituality that will affect us.
所以哈拿的传承。
So this is the passing the torch by Hannah.
她把她爱神的心传给她的儿子。
She was able to pass her love of God to Samuel.
第三个。
The thirdly.
以利亚跟以利沙。
Elijah and Elisha.
以利亚服侍以后就把工作传给以利沙。
After Elisha finished his work, he handed it over to Elisha.
这个以利亚传给以利沙到底传了什么？
So what did Elijah hand over to Elisha?
首先我们来看以利亚本身啊，圣经在描写他的特别注重的一句话是什么？
So what was the what important words that was recorded in the Bible that Elijah said?
我们看路加福音的第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章
Luke chapter 1
16节
Luke chapter 1 verse 16 Luke chapter 1 verse 16 And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God
17节
Verse 17 He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the justTo make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
这个十六节首先是在讲施洗约翰。
So in verse 16, it records the work of John the Baptist.
说他要许多人回转归向他们的神。
That he was to turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God.
所以施洗约翰传道的第一句话就是要悔改。
So that is why John the Baptist began his ministry by telling people to repent.
这个人要追向神的第一步。
This is the first step in returning to God.
那十七节特别讲以利亚。
In verse 17, it specifically mentions Elijah.
以利亚的心智还有能力。
It records his spirit and power.
心智就是他的人生的这个理想志向。
The spirit is his physical appearance and ability.
但是我们人生有理想有志向，你不一定会达到，还要有能力。
But the physical part we might not reach, but we need power.
那以利亚那个世代人都去拜偶像。
During the time of Elijah, all the people was worshiping idols.
所以天不下雨。
Therefore, the sky did not produce rain.
国中里面很多的寡妇。
And in the countries, there were many widows.
那除非以色列百姓回心转意归向神。
But when the people of Israel returned to God,
不然天不会下雨的。
Not only did the rain produce, the sky produce rain.
这个拜偶像成为当时一个文化，一个风俗。
And the people who worship idols were removed.
变成当时的文化 culture.
The idol worship became part of the culture.
变成他们的风俗。
It became their the custom.
这个很难改变的。
This is very difficult to change.
所以一定要需要这个心智，这个心智就是说。 你要跟大家不一样。
So the, Elijah needed the spirit to be different from others.
如果他被同化，他怎么去改变？
If he was the same, how could he change others?
那他也要有能力。
And he also needed power.
那这样啊，后来他做成了工作。
And only then was he able to do the work of God.
那以利亚把工作传给以利沙。
Elijah passed on the work to Elisha.
不但是传这个心智，也传这个能力给他。
But not only did he hand over the spirit, but also the power.
我们常常都发现哦，我们现在人太注重物质。
So today I find that we put a lot of emphasis on the material.
当然你说我辛苦去赚，我要享受，这有什么不对？这也没有什么不对。
So there's so you might say that I worked very hard, therefore I should be able to enjoy what I gain.
传道书说我们去享受劳碌所得来的，这有什么不对？
So the book of Ecclesiastes mentioned that we should enjoy the fruits of our labors.
但是当我们太注重物质的时候，会发生一个问题。
But if we put too much emphasis on the material, then we will encounter a problem.
我们人的属灵心智会消失。
We will find that our spirituality suffers.
心智啊，你的属灵的这个 ambition, 属灵的 spirit 会消失。
They will find our spiritual ambitions and spirit will suffer.
因为到最后变成化是为什么？我们人生就是赚很多钱，然后生活很舒服，然后。退休死了，就这样而已啊。
So then we'll find that our life is just to work, then we'll retire and then we die.
人生没有大志啊。
So,
人的一生啊，没有什么大的志向。
So we do not see the big picture.
没有什么 ambition.
They have no a great ambition.
就是活得很舒服，死就完了。
So we live very comfortably and then we die.
那这个以利亚的心智。不会一样。
But we see that the spirit of Elijah is different.
所以我们现在教会需要有更多的青年，有一种属灵的心智。
So we must need require more youths in our church to have this spirit.
就是我要为神做一些事情。
That I wish to do work for God.
有这个心智。
We need to have the spirit.
那这个心智要传给我们的下一代。
And the spirit must be given to the next generation.
所以我们在这个教会里面服事啊，上一代很重要。
So in serving the God, the first generation is very important.
就是上一代变成 role model.
The first generation will serve as a role model.
你看他有他的工作，他工作也不错。
He has his own work, and the work is not bad.
但是他在教会的服事真的很值得我们羡慕。
But his work in the church is something that we can emulate.
我们人到美国来刚刚读书的时候，目标很清楚。
When we were first came to the United States to study, our goal was very clear.
所以生活很积极。
So we are our lives can be very busy.
积极啊 ，positive.
Positive.
因为我们有个目标。
Because we have a goal.
那等到工作很稳定。
But when our employment becomes very comfortable and successful.
收入也很稳定。
And our salary is very comfortable.
我们生活就失去一个目标。
Then our goal on earth is lessened.
那你怎么知道我们生活会失去目标呢？
So how do we know that we lost one goal on earth?
我们就天天就是为着生活不再忙碌，没有什么理想。
So because we busy ourselves on earth without any type of feeling.
所以我们在教会里面需要有一个榜样，虽然在工作上他也做得不错，但是在属灵上确实是有一个模范，需要有这种心智的人。
So we need to have a person with a spirit that in his work, in his employment, he is very, he works very diligently, but he works even, but he has a great spirit in working in the church.
所以以利亚把这个心智跟能力传给以利沙。
So Elijah handed over the spirit and power to Elisha.
第四点。
Fourth point.
大卫与所罗门。
David and Solomon.
大卫传什么给所罗门？
What did David hand over to Solomon?
历代志上二十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 22.
第四节。
1 Chronicles chapter 22 verse 4.
历代志上二十二章第四节。
First Chronicles chapter 22 verse 4. Okay. First Chronicles chapter 22 verse 4. And cedar trees in abundance for the Sidonians and those from Tyre brought much cedar wood to David.
第四节。
Yeah, 22 verse 4.
啊对。历代志上啊。
对。
大卫说我的儿子所罗门还年幼娇嫩。为神建造殿宇必须高大辉煌。历代志上。
Yes, First Chronicles chapter 22.
Yeah, verse 4.
Verse 4.
有可能中文跟英文不太一样啊。这里说大卫说 我要为他预备材料。
So David said that he will prepare the materials for the temple for Solomon.
大卫为此前预备很多的材料。
So David spent much time to prepare the temple.
后来真的去建圣殿是所罗门。
So Solomon was the one who prepared the temple, to build the temple.
所罗门那个殿代表什么？
So what does Solomon's temple represent?
后来那个殿就被拆毁了。
The temple was later destroyed.
拆毁又来重建圣殿。
And the temple then was rebuilt.
然后到公元七十年全部被拆掉了。
And then it was destroyed again.
那个殿就是代表真教会。
The temple represent the true church.
真教会就是神所居住的地方。
The church is the place where God dwells.
那这个大卫是前一代，他是预备材料。
So David was the first generation, and he prepared the materials.
那他的下一代，所罗门在实际在盖殿。
And the second generation is represented by Solomon, who built the temple.
所以这两代合起来，圣殿就盖得很漂亮。
So because these two worked together, they built, they performed a great work.
那这个到底对我们来讲什么意思？
What does this mean for us?
我们常常听人在讲哦，真耶稣教会都是中国人。
We often hear that the True Jesus Church is just full of Chinese people.
这个理想本来是好的，要传给万民嘛，圣经也这样讲，要传给万民。
So the Bible tells us that we should preach the gospel to all nations.
但是我们仔细看，要达到那个程度要怎么做？
But we must think, how can we reach that reach that goal?
第一个要预备材料。
First we must prepare the materials.
大卫要预备材料。
David had to prepare the materials.
然后所罗门才实际去盖。
Then Solomon was able to build the temple.
所以我们这一代移民的这一代，我们的责任就是预备材料，预备我们的下一代。
So the first generation, the immigrant generation was to prepare the materials.
预备他的灵性，
prepare the spirituality.
那等下一代成熟了，
so that until the second generation is ready,
他们就可以传给这里的人了。
And they could preach the gospel to the people of this country.
文化一样，语言一样。
The goal is the same. People.
文化一样，语言一样。Culture 跟 language 都是一样。
The culture and language are the same.
那这个要传给往外传就不是很困难。
So then when they preach to the people, it's not difficult.
所以这个需要时间的。
So this requires time.
时间一到，你会发现这个不是很困难，因为圣经的例子就是这样。
So when we find that when the time is ready, it will not be difficult.
那时间还没有到，你一直要革命而造成教会的混乱。
So, but if the time is not ready, no matter how hard you push, you will find the work to be very difficult.
我们要了解我们这一代的责任是什么。
So we must understand what is the purpose of our generation.
把我们的责任做完，到下一代，自然神会有他的带领。
So once we are complete the work of our generation, God will lead the work of the next generation.
所以这是一个使命的传承。
So this is how we pass out the work from to the next generation.
六个
Fifth,
主耶稣与门徒
Jesus Christ and the disciples.
主耶稣拣选门徒
Jesus chose the disciples.
说来跟从我
Told them to come and follow me.
主耶稣升天以前
Before Jesus ascended to heaven.
说去传福音
Jesus said go and preach the gospel.
这个来跟去相差多远？
So there's a big difference between come and go.
时间上相差多远？
What's the difference in time between when Jesus had come and go?
大概三年半。
It was about 3.5 years.
为什么主耶稣不叫他来，第二天马上叫他去？
So why did not Jesus send the disciples 2 days after he told the disciples to come?
这个三年半就是跟主耶稣在一起。
During this 3.5 years, the disciples were with Jesus.
那跟主耶稣在一起要做什么？
So when these disciples were with Jesus, what did they do?
约翰一书
In 1 John,
说那个生命已经显现出来。
That the spirituality,
那个生命已经显现出来。
The spirit already appeared.
那个生命，那个 life 已经 manifest.
The life has already manifested.
那个生命显现就是主耶稣。
And the life was Jesus.
是我们看得见、听得见、摸得到的。
It is something we can see, touch, and touch.
所以这些门徒三年跟着主耶稣，叫做看主耶稣怎么做，然后听主耶稣讲道，然后摸到、体验主耶稣。
So in these 3.5 years, they saw what Jesus did, they experienced what Jesus did, and then they were able to hear the doctrines that Jesus preached.
所以今天为什么说一个人一定要信主三年才可以当负责人？
So why is it that this is why we told members that you must be a member for 3 years before you become a board member.
才可以当教会的教员。
That you can be a worker in a church.
主耶稣训练门徒都要三年了。
That Jesus taught his disciples 3 years.
那我们现在用三年不是最起码的一个要求吗？
So shouldn't our requirement for3 years be a very basic requirement?
这个三年是指着我们真的有在追求哦，三年。
And this 3 years is when we pursue after them.
如果没有在追求，十年了，可能要十年。
So, but if we are not diligent in pursuing them, it might take us 10 years.
所以主耶稣把门徒交把工作交给门徒之前。
So when before Jesus handed over the work to the disciples,
让他在一起看见、听见、摸到。
He allowed the disciples to see, hear, and experience him.
哦，所以我们今天呢、啊，我们就花时间要承受教会的工作，对神要有认识，要有体验。
So in our work with God, we must have an experience from God.
最后。
Lastly,
保罗跟提摩太
Paul and Timothy
这个两代之间、啊、是父子的关系
So this relationship between Paul and Timothy was a relationship between father and son
所以这两代不是竞争的
Even though the Paul and Timothy are not blood related
所以我们在这个教会做圣工、啊、不是在竞争、啊、
So
competition
Okay, so in our work in church is not a competition
上一代做不到我做给他看
So the previous generation is unable to do this So therefore I will do it and show him up
这个是父子
This is a relationship of parent
to son 这个是爱的关系
This is a relationship of love
所以这两代之间呢是互相的搭配把这个工作传给我们下一代
So this relationship of love was able to hand the work from the next to the next generation
所以第四
So fourthly,
如果我们不愿意交棒
So if we are unable to pass the work down
这个不对的
This is not right
所以一定要交
So we must hand the work down
因此我们要选择下一代
So we must train the next generation
选择
choose the next generation
第二个训练下一代
Secondly, we must train the next generation
第三个给下一代有机会去实习。
Thirdly, we must have allow opportunity for the next generation to have experience.
像我们退下来的时候，我们发现我们很放心了。
So that way, when we are ready to hand over the work, we find it to be very easy.
第二个
，second，
对年轻的一代来说
，so for the youth, we have this.
我们需要预备来接我们教会的圣工。
We must be ready to accept the work from the church.
因为这是福气，这也是机会。
Because this is an opportunity.
怎么来预备
？How do we prepare?
就是接受属灵的装备。
So it is to prepare ourselves with spiritual training.
那教会交给我们工作，那就是一种实习。
So that way, when when the church has offered us the work, it is an opportunity.
实习啊 ，training.
Training.
让我们在实习中成长，到一个程度，我们就可以接了。
So in this training, we can grow, and then when we'll be ready when we take the work.
那这样传承教会圣工就会一直的兴盛下去。
And then we can find that the work of the church will prosper continuously.
唱诗。
Let us pray. Let us sing hymns.
356